Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
Matthew chapter 13, selected verses. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, the weeds also appeared. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest." It is easy to wonder why the Lord allows good and evil to exist side by side. Wouldn't the world be a better place if the Lord would uproot everything evil and allow only good to exist? This might be an easy assumption to make, since I consider myself to be good. Unfortunately, I tend to forget the Lord's standard of good is different than mine. This is why I need to understand why the Lord does allow both to exist. One reason is fairly obvious. If the Lord would rid the world of everything evil, where would that put me? As I look at my life according to His standard, I am resigned to accept what the Lord declares. There is no one who does good, not even one. The Lord allows good and evil to exist side by side as a result of His undeserved love for me. Instead of dealing with me immediately and justly, He provides a time of grace through which I can come to know Jesus and His gift of forgiveness, and then enjoy living in the peace of His forgiving love. Another reason why the Lord allows good and evil to exist is His gracious will for all people. He wants all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. The same time of grace He gives me, He offers to all. He wants no one to perish. This is why He sent His Son, Jesus, to be the Savior of all. In due time, however, when His time of grace comes to an end, He will separate the good from the evil, namely believers from unbelievers. This promise of divine and eternal separation exhorts me to daily repent of my sin and focus on Jesus to strengthen my trust in Him as my Savior. It is this life of faith which gives me the confidence to know that also in due time the Lord will gather me to Himself and bring me into His heavenly kingdom. O gracious Lord, how can I ever thank You enough for Your compassion and mercy? Give me the strength of faith I need to trust what You say, to look to Jesus for forgiveness, and to be prepared for the day when You will bring Your harvest in. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.